Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of our new series, Premier League Season Preview, where we look ahead to two teams and how their season is looking ahead of the Premier League starting this coming weekend. We've done lots of interesting teams, but now we get to the real meat of it, Liverpool and Manchester City. I'm joined by Andrew Pollard to talk about this, and these are two sides we've talked a lot about over the last few weeks and months. And yet it's still so up in the air in terms of next season. I know who the bookies are saying, but for you, Andrew, who are favourites for the title this season?
I think, firstly, it's nuts to think that the Premier League season starts again this weekend. It's absolutely crazy. Even though I was involved in the fantasy football draft this past weekend, I still didn't click in my head that, wow, things are going this coming weekend. For me, I think right now, looking at it, I probably would give Manchester City the edge, but I think Manchester City and Liverpool will be the two front runners, and I do think that Chelsea will be in the conversation this time out as well. But yeah, if I was going to pick one right now, gun to the head style, I would just about go with Man City.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. I think it's the old adage of a team not really strengthening or adding to their side. And you always feel that there's a chance that they can sort of tread water and teams can kind of figure them out. And, you know, that's happened a lot in previous seasons. I'm not going to get quite so hyperbolic as some friends of mine who were chatting over the weekend. Noticeably, these are Manchester United fans, one of whom claimed that Liverpool were going to finish sixth next season.
Wow, bold. But that's a very bold statement.
Yeah, I think yeah, they may well not win the title. I don't think they're going to fall off a cliff, however. We've talked a lot, as I said, about these two sides. Manchester City in particular in relation to Lionel Messi. That whole thing sort of fell apart on Friday and over the weekend, of course, with Messi seemingly forced to stay at the Camp Nou. In a weird way, does not signing Lionel Messi kind of benefit Man City ahead of this season?
In a very weird way, I think it 100% does. I'd mentioned that when this was all going on, the Messi deal seemed on to Manchester City, and I think I might even have said something along the lines of, if they sign Leo Messi, I don't think they'll win the league. Because at that point, it was a case of, obviously, Messi was trying to get out of his contract for free. Barcelona wanted 700 million. And then there was this kind of 200 million. It was said that Manchester City had put aside for Messi. And I think if you invest that in one player who is 33, who you're not going to get any sell-on on, because the plan was to send him to New York in, 3 years? To me, I just thought, for that sort of money, I know Manchester City have got lots of money, but I'd just be looking to use that money elsewhere in the squad. It's crazy to say, but they don't need Lionel Messi. I think Bernardo Silva there on the right wing has been great. Riyad Mahrez can come in there. And they've got plenty of other options that can go on that right side. Or again, obviously, the number 10, Messi could go there. And I think, yeah, you've got options there. You've got Kevin De Bruyne can play there. Phil Foden's coming through now. It looks like he's probably going to get a lot more games this coming season. And again, Bernardo Silva can play there. But I think, yeah, I don't think Manchester City needed Messi. Would they have loved to get him? Oh, yeah, of course. It would have been a great addition for any side. But I just think, for me, I don't think it hurts them at all. I think they'll be better off without Lionel Messi and using that money elsewhere than they would if they spent the money it would have taken to have gotten him there.
Of course, huge loss losing David Silva at the end of last season. Yeah. So who are the key players for fans to look out for in terms of Manchester City next season?
Well, over the weekend, Gareth Southgate was saying about how Raheem Sterling's taken his game to this whole other level. And I think, yeah, I think Sterling is just, he always looks like he's going to score. Every game he plays, he looks like he's going to score. Or he's going to do something. If he doesn't score, he's still a bit of a pest, and he'll be involved in anything positive that Manchester City do. And I think he's, in the last season, I thought he really stepped up and showed a new level of maturity and a new level of, a more clinical side to his game when it comes to putting chances away, because that's something that's maybe been thrown at him, possibly unfairly, in years past, that he maybe takes a few extra chances to score.
Well, I saw what happened in the Champions League.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are still those moments. And obviously, people are still dreaming of it. Possibly, it could have come home if he didn't, if he'd have squared it to Harry. No, it was the other way around, wasn't it? If Harry Kane squared it to him.
And he was offside. Yes. I don't want to talk about it. It's still coming home. It's next year.
I think Sterling's key. I think obviously it goes without saying KDB, Kevin De Bruyne, in midfield is just, to me, I think I'd possibly go out and say he's the best midfielder in world football right now. Just such a beautiful footballer to watch, and again, always seems to deliver. So I think those two are key. And yeah, you look elsewhere, I just think there's just so much quality in this squad. And Emerick Laporte as well at centre-half, if he can stay fit for the season, then again, he's one of the very best centre-backs in the league, in world football. So I think, they're the three for me that are kind of the foundations. I think obviously Ederson in goal is also a very good goalkeeper, so that helps. But yeah, there's so much quality wherever you look. Like Liverpool as well, to be fair. Wherever you look in these squads, there is just so much quality.
Yeah, when it comes to Man City, I think last season, I'm not suggesting that Liverpool wouldn't have won the title had Man City had a better season, because Liverpool had a near perfect season, obviously. But I think it didn't help either that Man City just, they weren't the Man City we saw that, you know, won however many games in a row towards the end of the previous season that took them to that title. And I think, the defensive issues is one of the major things there. It's going to be very interesting to see how they shape up this season when it comes to City. And, you know, you mentioned the kind of key players there. Like you say, the strength and depth this squad has. Goals from Mahrez, Bernardo Silva. I think a lot of people are kind of weirdly sleeping on Gabriel Jesus. Like, what he's performed like in terms of the Real Madrid game in the Champions League just reminded everyone he is a world-class striker. And if anything should happen to Sergio Aguero, he is more than ready to step up and play week in, week out. I suppose with such resources at his fingertips, it's going to be very interesting to see what Man City's priority is going to be this season. Of course, a few months back, they weren't even going to be in the Champions League. They are now, of course, allowed to play in the Champions League. It's still the thing. I insist that the season just gone, if they were ever going to win the Champions League, it was going to be then. But what are they going to prioritise? The question marks will always remain about what's going to happen with Pep Guardiola, despite the fact we haven't heard any complaints recently. You know, is he going to stick around at the end of this season? Is he going to hopefully try and organise some sort of transfer for Messi that will keep him at the Etihad for slightly longer? But in terms of, trophies, I've no doubt that they can compete on all fronts, but is it the Premier League or is it the Champions League they're focusing on? And I've no doubt they can compete in both, but what do you see them doing this season?
Yeah, I think with City, especially after they won that first Premier League title, I think that the next step then was always, right, how can we go about the Champions League? And that does seem to have been the narrative over the last few seasons, where that is their big one. Yeah, they're still winning Premier League titles, not last season, but they're still winning Premier League titles, but they're still always eyeing up that Champions League. Is that just that monkey to get off the back sort of thing? Is it's all well and good winning league titles. It's all well and good being one of the biggest clubs in the world, but it's that Champions League is just the pinnacle. But with that in mind, I think if there was going to be a priority, like you said, they're very much capable of competing on all fronts in the domestic cups, the Premier League and the Champions League. But I don't know. I think if one thing has slightly more focus, I think this season it will be the Premier League, because they're going to want that title back. Liverpool aren't going to want to give it up, but I think Manchester City, their main focus has to be the Premier League. And if they can go far in the Champions League, if they can win a Champions League, great, that's a fantastic addition. But I think it's that statement where they've been knocked off their perch, to coin a phrase from Sir Alex, but Manchester City were knocked off their perch by Liverpool last season. And this is a Liverpool team that took them very close the season before. So City are going to want to put this marker down of like, right, okay, you've had your 1 year, now we're taking this back to Manchester. And so I think the Premier League will be, if there was going to be one one, I guess, focus point for Pep. I think it would be getting that Premier League title back first and foremost, and then anything else is a bonus.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Transitioning to talk about Liverpool then, in terms of their priorities, obviously fans will feel like unless you can defend a Premier League title, and there's wind-up merchants left, right and centre saying, well, you didn't really win the Premier League, had a big old pause in the middle of it. It's not a proper, it's always still with an asterisk. I still wind up you and saying stuff like that. They'll want to retain that, but also they'll know that they are still a powerhouse in Europe, and they have a certain record to maintain there. And I know Ewan himself said that he'd like to see them competing in the FA Cup, for example, too. So it's very interesting to see how they set things out, especially because they had such a perfect season last year.
Yeah, and with that wait having been so long, 30 years to get the title back for Liverpool, that there's a whole new pressure now. There's the pressure of getting that title, but when you win it, your first ever Premier League title, then there's that extra level of pressure now of like, right, okay, you've got this now. How do you keep it? Manchester City have strengthened. Manchester United have strengthened. Spurs are probably going to strengthen. Well, they've got Joe Hart. Yay. And Arsenal have strengthened them. Chelsea have gone out and spent a whole load of money. So all these teams are chomping on Liverpool's tail. And there's that pressure now of like, right, okay, you've got to hold them off. Yes, they had a great season last year. The year before, they had a great season. And I think they've got a great squad with a fantastic manager. But yeah, there's a whole added layer of pressure now. We've seen it before with teams where when they win a league, they kind of stumble over themselves a little bit in that next season. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how Liverpool get on with this now, being in that role of defending champions.
If you're a Liverpool fan, would you be concerned at the form? I mean, you know, they basically had the title wrapped up and it was surreal circumstances, of course, to be playing football in. But I read somewhere that if the season had started and ended after lockdown, they'd have been sort of like mid-table with their results. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it can be partially excused for the reasons that I mentioned and the fact that they were probably partying for a week solid after officially winning the Premier League title. But they didn't win the Charity Shield against Arsenal. That went into penalties, of course. The concern is, and we saw this last season when it came head-to-head to Liverpool and City, if you lose ground early on, it's very difficult to suddenly get it back because, you know, either Liverpool or Man City, they take no prisoners.
Yeah. It was. That was exactly what happened last season. Liverpool just, they didn't take their foot off the pedal from the get-go right the way through, whereas City had their blips. Obviously, Leicester was second for a while until City got that back. So, yeah, it shows that this league can be, that momentum is such a big factor in any season. And Liverpool last year had that momentum early on and just ran with it. And, yeah, it was nearly a flawless season for them. And I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they get on early doors because that form after lockdown wasn't great. But I don't know. It's hard in one way to read too much into it because the reasons, like you said, there, they're entitled to have taken their foot off the gas there. They were out celebrating for weeks on end, it seems like. And also it's a case of giving players games who may not have featured before, or just keeping things fresh and light, and just winding down that season. And yeah, the Community Shield wasn't great from a Liverpool point of view, I thought. But yeah, I'm trying not to read too much into those, and it's more a case of just seeing how they get on these first few weeks of the season. And also seeing if and when they can bring any more players in before the transfer window closes, because that was, to me, one of the great things about Sir Alex Ferguson was he could take a winning, successful side, a great side, and he'd always maintain it fresh. He'd always, we've won whatever. We won the treble in 1999 sort of thing, he'd be saying. And then he'll go out and he'd replace players. He'd make those big calls. He'd bring in those big names, even if it's a case of, right, okay, well, I don't know where this player fits into my team now, who I'm going to go and buy, but I'm going to make it work and keep everybody happy. And that'll be interesting to see whether Jurgen Klopp makes any more signings before October sometime, whenever it is.
Yeah, it's fascinating to talk to Liverpool fans about it, because they're obviously, understandably optimistic about this upcoming season. But there is that sort of caveat of, yeah, we'll be fine as long as we maybe get Thiago in there or other signings. I know they got, was it Tsimikas? I never know how to pronounce his name.
Tsimikas, I go with. Konstantinos Tsimikas from Olympiakos for a while.
But aside 11, from that, will their lack of signings potentially cost them the title?
It could do. It could do, because it is this kind of double-edged sword. If you want to reward the loyalty of the players who won you that league, you want to have that nurturing arm and bring through young players, a Curtis Jones, a Nico Williams. You want those players to be getting more games. But then the pressure's on to maybe bring in some big-name signings. It's such a fine balance in that. And you think that, to me, I think they need another centre-half for sure. I mean, first choice, you'd imagine it'd be Van Dijk and probably Joe Gomez if he's fit. And he's still got Matip, but Dejan Lovren's left. So there's, people might mock Dejan Lovren at times, but either way, he looked good at times this season, I thought, or this past season. But either way, it's another senior centre-back that has departed. And I think they could do with somebody there. Then there is the whole saga of Thiago Alcantara from Bayern Munich, where they seem to be interested in him, but they don't want to pay the $30 million that Bayern Munich are looking for. But then if he comes in, it looks like Gini Wijnaldum's on his way out to Barcelona. They've lost Adam Lallana as well on a free transfer. He's gone to Brighton, which I don't think that's a massive miss, because obviously he's had his massive injury problems over the last 18 months or so. So he's not a pivotal part of the playing side of things really there for them. But I just, you think that they need somebody, and maybe somebody in that final third, because I don't know, just some freshness and to keep players on their toes really. But it's always that kind of, the other side of it is, it's hard to attract top players when you can only play 11 players. And if this is all why Jurgen Klopp is a top manager. This is the sort of thing that he has to deal with.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, like you say, the strength and depth at Liverpool, because, you know, I love the likes of Jones and Brewster and people like that Liverpool have been bringing through. Having said that, it's not quite the same as bringing a Shaqiri or a Wijnaldum or a Lallana, like you said, off the bench. Just before we talk about their key players to watch out for, which, you know, everyone should really know about by now, certainly teams who are trying to figure them out. But I think we should dispel a rumour of, you know, or Liverpool had it easy. You know, City had all the injury problems and things go against them last season, and it was plain sailing for Liverpool. You know, they lost Alisson. They had their own issues, so it's not as if everything went perfectly for them. It's just you would watch them and just go, well, yeah, obviously they win this game. It was strange to just be so presumptuous about a victory, because they just looked unplayable. Will that affect them this season? Will teams potentially figure them out?
That's what we're going to have to wait and see, I think.
I suppose it's one thing figuring them out. It's another thing actually executing that.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the big one now, where we've seen that Klopp, every season that he's been there, is put his own stamp on his team and his own image and his own style. And now he kind of got to the point where this is his perfect system, his perfect style, his perfect team with his perfect players. And now he's got to this peak. It's like, well, yeah, how are everybody else going to respond to it? Have other managers worked it out? And like you said, if it's one thing working it out, but it's a completely different beast being able to stop it. And I don't know. You could say it's hard to look at it because you can say that maybe they got worked out towards the end of the season. But as mentioned, that was the players were kind of half on the beach, were celebrating, and it was a lot of giving some fringe players or young players a run out. Yeah, so it's going to be fun to see, I think, with this one. And also, I think it's going to be fun to see how Pep responds as well on the City side, whether he tinkers with anything up from City to try and get that title back. But yeah, it's going to be interesting with Klopp because we saw him, he obviously broke up that dominance of Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga and won the title there with Borussia Dortmund. But then that was just a one-off there, really. And Bayern Munich were right back on top and haven't really looked back in the last six, seven seasons. So yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think. There's going to be like a lot of pressure on the squad, but I think there's a lot of pressure now on Jurgen Klopp.
I think what the difference maker, as we get onto these key players, I think the difference maker that could mean Liverpool in the league is if Roberto Firmino gets his scoring boots on, I think he could be the thing that changes things up. Because obviously you look at that side and you go, well, the key players are almost the starting 11 for them because they are so, so good. Robertson, TAA, Alisson, Van Dijk, Gomez, Henderson, Mane, Salah, etc., etc. The list goes on and on and on. But Firmino, you know, he was essential as part of that side, but didn't score as many goals as you would expect from not an out-and-out striker, but from a striker in a Premier League winning side. I think if he can up his goals tally, that could be a difference maker.
Yeah, that's always going to have an impact, I think. But I think Klopp's come out in interviews and said he's not too fussed about it, because I think with Roberto Firmino, it's more about, okay, he's classed as a striker, he's classed as a forward, but he's more of that, a little bit like a little bit like a Dennis Bergkamp, where it's more of that drop-off and he's there to thread that attacking play for other people around him. And obviously, chip in with his fair share of goals, which there is the argument that, yeah, okay, maybe Firmino should score more. But I think so long as he's playing well and involved in the more positive side of Liverpool's game and the goals are coming from Sadio Mane or Mo Salah or whoever, I don't know. I think he's at a point where they'd love him to be scoring 20 goals a season, but I don't think there's immediate pressure on him to do that when he's performing well and he's playing such a pivotal part in other players scoring. So, yeah, I think if he was to start bagging 20, 25 goals a season, that's a massive bonus. Mm. But I think as long as his role in the team is effective in the way that it was last season, I think he'll still be okay.
It's going to be very interesting to see how these two sides start the season, and certainly the first head-to-head match will be mouth-watering watching. Let us know your thoughts on Liverpool and Man City. Personally, I see Man City winning the title and Liverpool definitely winning some form of silver, whether that be League Cup, FA Cup or Champions League. I'm not going to be drawn on, but it's going to be a fascinating season. Do let us know your thoughts in the comment section below or on Twitter at WhatCultureFC. Make sure you like, share and subscribe, of course, and subscribe to What Culture Football, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily football podcasts. And you know what? While you're down there in the comment section, let us know what other content you'd love to see from us ahead of the season starting. We're, of course, going to be doing a little bit of fantasy football tips. I don't know why you'd listen to me on something like that. But anyway, we will be doing that. But anything else you'd like to see us do throughout this season, do let us know in the comments section. And you can contact us on Twitter, as I said, at WhatCultureFC. You can also follow both of us. Andrew, where can people get you?
You can get me at Cultured Left Peg.
And you can find me at Adam Wilborn. Can't believe the new season is but days away. But anyway, this has been the Premier League season preview of Liverpool and Manchester City for now. My thanks to Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.